Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Alexa?
Good. Michelle's parents divorced when they were three. Her mom was mostly a single mother taking care of her children, and her dad came around only when he felt like it. Michelle has two brothers.
Sure. My younger brother, his name is Anthony, and he has a totally different personality than me. Mm-hmm. He's loud, and he's got to be heard, and he's got to prove himself. Whereas me, I'm quiet and shy, and, you know, I'm outgoing with people that I know. But I choose my friends wisely. My older brother, on the other hand, he's very loud also, and he's, you know, he dealt drugs, you know, as a teenager. He got in trouble with the law all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was more of, quote unquote, being in the street a lot. So, but he died at 29 years old of an asthma attack.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Michelle's two brothers used to gang up on her a lot, usually teasing her about her weight because she was just a little overweight. But after her older brother left and moved out the house, her and him started to get closer because they weren't near each other so much anymore. Her younger brother, though, kind of took another path. Michelle believes he was a little jealous because Michelle was very close to her mother, and in her mother's eyes, everything Michelle did was right, and everything her younger brother did was wrong. And it created a lot of sibling rivalry and a lot of controversy and friction between the two. Michelle's parents were both alcoholics. Her mother had multiple boyfriends, and she was a good mother. She always tried to keep food on the table, keep clothes on Michelle's and her brother's backs, and keep a roof over their heads. Her dad came over when he felt like it. He was living with another woman and her kids. Out of his children, he treated Michelle the best.
He treated me the best because I was the daughter.
Since your parents, you know, split, did you have any stepmoms or stepdads or?
No, my mother had, you know, over the years, she had boyfriends, you know. And
were they also alcoholics?
Yes, they were. They were alcoholics, and I watched my mother fist fight with them.
Mm. So they were abusive to her?
Yes. Or, they were physically abusive. They were, and I remember getting so angry and saying, why do you let these men do this to you? Why do you let them put their hands on you? Yeah, it was really ugly.
Michelle's dad treated her and her siblings and his girlfriend's siblings very differently.
He treated those children better than us. Mm-hmm. We'd go over the house. They'd have rice and beans and chicken and real good food while we ate hot dogs, you know. And so we were always slighted by my dad. I felt, you know, resentment towards him because I felt he could have been a better father.
Did you guys ever, like, talk about that? Like, because, like, I know some people would confront their parents about, why didn't you do this, why didn't you do that, and like, make their parents face the reality. Like, did you ever rise up to confront your dad?
Michelle never confronted her dad herself, but as her dad got older, they became more separate. Her father and her brother were never close anymore, but as he got older, he started to call out. He called Michelle and asked her, why doesn't your brother want to be with me anymore? You know, why doesn't he want to connect anymore? And as Michelle's younger brother got older, as he became more of a man, he had more responsibilities, he had more kids, and he realized himself that his father really wasn't a man to him.
Alright, so about 10 years later, your father died, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me, how did he die?
Well, my dad had, he did have some illnesses, like diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
Was he also overweight or?
No, he wasn't really overweight, but he had, you know, he had diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. But I have to say, even with the diabetes, he didn't really take care of himself like he should have. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I didn't live with him, so I couldn't monitor how he was taking care of himself. And then, I don't know, we would talk every couple of days, and then I didn't hear from him. And then I tried to call his phone, and he didn't pick up. So I got really concerned and worried. And, you know, I kind of knew the area that he lived in, and I didn't even know exactly where he lived. So the one night, you know, I went to the police station and I was going to put a missing person report on him. And I went to hospitals, but nothing. And the police told me, if I don't find him within 24 hours, come back to the police station. So I went down to the area I knew where he lived. And I was asking neighbors about him and, you know. So, you know, they directed me to who the landlord was. So I spoke to the landlord, and he went up there, and, you know, my dad's, like, the lights were on, the fan was running, but he wasn't up there. Then the next day, I received a call from the examiner's office that, you know, from a bereavement group, actually, telling me that he was at the examiner's office and he was already ID'd and he passed away. And that's how I found out. So I begged the bereavement center, you know, to please let me see my dad before he, I needed to see him and say my goodbyes. And I needed to see that it was real, that he was really, you know, gone. Mm-hmm. And so she finally, you know, she said, okay, I'm going to see what I can do. And then she called me back and she told me, if you can get here by 4:00 today, you can come.
Michelle didn't have a lot of money, so she had to have her father cremated. After that, people were giving her all types of difficulties. The man who worked in the funeral home gave her a hard time because she really wanted to see her father before he got cremated. And he finally let her see her after about an hour of going back and forth. The landlord, she asked him if, you know, she could get out all her stuff from the apartment before anybody comes. And then his partner practically rushed her to get all of her stuff out so he can rent the apartment out to his friends. It was really tough for her. After all the chaos, Michelle found the strength to get a job and to go back to school.
So I worked part-time and I went to school full-time.
Well, what pushed you to go back to school?
My boyfriend pushed me.
Oh, and who's your boyfriend?
Muhammad. His name is Muhammad. He's from Africa.
Oh, that's cool. So all these events happened in your life, parents being alcoholic, after your mom dying, you had to take care of yourself, after your dad died, and all these issues, like, do you think that if these problems didn't happen, do you think that you would be, like, a different person right now? And if you do, like, how do you think you would be different?
I think I would be a little different, meaning, because I've always been a very responsible person, even as a young girl. But it definitely has made me stronger, and it's made me able to deal with difficult situations as they come along, because, you know, I feel like if I could get over my mother's death and my father's death and my brother's death, you know, I could get over anything.
All right. Thank you for taking some time to talk to me.
You're welcome, Alexa.